The authorities in Chile are struggling today to get food, water, and medical supplies to southern and coastal parts of the country. Those are the regions hit hardest by Saturday's earthquake, an earthquake that killed more than 700 people and left hundreds of thousands without homes. One of the worst hit cities is Concepcion, and reporter Annie Murphy is there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there any sign of emergency supplies reaching the city?
So far, I haven't seen any. I've heard some rumors about several outlying neighborhoods having some supplies being delivered by their neighborhood organizations. But from what I've seen tonight, there still aren't any supplies here.
And we're hearing reports of widespread looting. I mean, people clearly in need there, but also looting of stores for other things. Is that what you have seen?
During the day yesterday, I did see quite a bit of looting. It hit a point in the afternoon where it got pretty intense. They burned a supermarket. The fire's still going on right now. It's a very large supermarket. In terms of over the night, I haven't seen any looting during the night. I've seen a lot of people out waiting to protect their houses or their businesses from potential looting, but I haven't actually seen any looting tonight.
And you said burned a supermarket. What, cleared it out of the food and then burned it? I mean, that doesn't in some sense make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't see the logic in it either. I assume that people are just in poor enough spirits at this point that they're just, you know, they're not just looking to satisfy their needs. They're probably looking to make a statement as well.
What about organized attempts to dig people out of collapsed buildings? Is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's not the same number of, but a lot of people are imagining, you know, just whole cities levels. Here, what happened is it's pretty intermittent. A lot of houses have some significant damage, but very few buildings have entirely collapsed. A lot of them are businesses where there wasn't anyone inside. There are several larger buildings, one of them a 15-story apartment building that collapsed. There's an ongoing effort happening at that building.
And Concepcion is quite near the sea. Have you seen what happened in coastal areas, also areas we've heard are hard hit but hard to get to?
Yeah, I've been down to the port that's right next to Concepcion, and that was hit very hard. The sea rose several meters. It went as far as a kilometer inland, and it just dumped a quantity of things there, mud, trash, boats, nets, buoys, dead animals. There's just a whole lot of refuge, and people are kind of trying to pass through it. Some people have been scavenging for food amongst all that.
So what are people saying to you when you approach them on the streets there?
First of all, people think that from the local radio, and so that they're asking if I can take messages, because the local radio has been transmitting people's messages about their loved ones. There's so many people that have disappeared, they're trying to get in touch. And then when they find out I'm from the States, they just start saying, well, you know, you have to let people know that we need to have aid, we need to have food, we need to have water, and the government hasn't taken care of us.
And that's the sense, that the government it's been days and the government hasn't gotten there.
Right. People really feel abandoned. I think that they were pretty happy that the military arrived, because that they saw as a way to have more order, and they assumed that food would, and water would soon be on the way. But it's already been over 24 hours that the military's been here and no supplies.
And I also gather that there are sort of endless aftershocks. Are they still going on?
There are. I mean, we've been feeling them, you know, every few minutes in the course of this conversation. I've felt them. They vary in strength, but there have been a couple during the night that were very significant that really made people stop and, you know, kind of look up at the ceiling wondering if this is actually going to be another earthquake.
Which could be quite, in a way, terrifying.
Yes, I think for people here, definitely. People are pretty amazed at how resilient they are. They've laughed a lot during the tremors and tried to make light of it, but I think that people are definitely, you know, they're under a lot of pressure.
Annie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was reporter Annie Murphy speaking to us from Concepcion, Chile.